Huzo Itami is a Japanese actor and director. Japanese film aficionados in this country may remember his appearances in The Family Game and The Marioka Sisters. Now American audiences are able for the first time to see a movie he has directed, Tampopo. Our film critic Stephen Schiff says this sensuous movie will whet your appetite in more ways than one.
Movie buffs often turn out to be food buffs, too. There are people who like sitting down and taking something in, people who like being consumed by what they're consuming. There are exceptions, of course. Those who prefer to scarf down a quick McDonald's and then catch a flick are probably the same people who find wine lovers ponderous, sauce samplers dull, food writers notorious bores. They probably won't think much of the tantalizing new Japanese movie Tampopo either, because this slightly addled comedy of table manners proposes that eating well is the best revenge. Tampopo was directed by Huzo Itami, who is also a Japanese actor and a gourmet cook. This is his second film, and he turns out to be one of the slyest and most fluent exponents of a sort of new wave, or should I say new tsunami, in Japanese films. From Japan, we're now getting a series of hip, manic, deadpan comedies, brainy satires with a sophisticated pop art look, a know-it-all swagger, and a blunt, unsentimental sense of humor that's truly international. Tampopo is, so far, the best of these new movies. It's a series of wry sketches draped comfortably around a slender central plot. Two hungry truck drivers take pity on the mousy, mediocre cook at a roadside greasy spoon. Together, they determine to make her the queen noodle chef in the region. But it's an uphill battle, and the truck drivers have to hire a crack squadron of experts in their cause. By the time their food maven army is complete, the movie has become a genial takeoff on The Seven Samurai, and on dozens of other movies as well. In fact, Itami's chief method is to take a classic film situation and transform it into something much nuttier by putting food at its center. For instance, there's a tense boardroom scene right out of Executive Suite in which all the corporate officers gather in a French restaurant and order exactly what the boss orders, except for the young Turk in their midst, who scandalizes the others by grilling the waiter about tonight's specials. There's also a bit out of Rocky, in which the noodle chef, Tampopo, works out for weeks to prepare for those crucial sprints between the cutting board and the broth pot. And in the movie's funniest, most energetic sequences, a white-suited gangster and his gorgeous moll mix sex and eating until you can't tell one from the other, and wouldn't want to. The effect of making food the central point in all these scenes is at once absurd and rather telling. At first, the pursuit of yum-yums above all else seems agreeably silly, but after a while it begins to have a sort of poetic logic, and a kind of daffy suspense emerges. You watch people take a spoonful into their mouths, and then you hold your breath, hoping it'll taste just right. In making fun of the importance of food, Itami winds up confirming it. Or, to put the paradox another way, you'll leave this movie completely satisfied, and also, if you're anything like me, terribly hungry.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.